are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia gives? No one's listening. I mean, Chief Justice Roberts wasn't listening. I don't even know why I try. I really don't. What happened this week? I think confused a lot of us, confused, especially since CNN and Fox had said that the mandate was unconstitutional. Remember that? So everyone's Twittering and Facebooking and rejoicing, and then we're like, no! This is your chance to call in. Tell us what you think. Rant. If you're happy, that's great too. I've been getting emails going, Dr. Dahlia, this is the best thing ever. This is better than sliced bread. Better than sliced bread. Do you actually have health insurance in your hands? Do you have really affordable health insurance right now? Do you have great access? Right? Do you really foresee you getting a nice little card, right, that's going to allow you to get your kidney transplants and your hip replacements? Really? Is that what you foresee happening? I mean, do you really think that's practical? You know, the government put all these ideas into our head that everyone's going to have health care. Everything's going to be beautiful. Everything's going to be hunky-dory. Just like President Obama said, which we talked about this week, when he was elected in 2008, he said everyone's going to get jobs. And remember, we were watching that woman that was interviewed. She was all over the news saying, oh, my gosh, thank God President Obama was elected because now I could finally get a job. Now I could pay for gas. And 6 months later, they interviewed her, and she was still out of work. The government has to be careful promising things, and you all have to be careful about believing it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, it's toll-free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. Government promises you the world. I don't think any politician, right or left, should say that they're going to give health care to every single American. Right? Because what is our idea of health care? Our idea of health care is, all right, you know, if we're pregnant, we're going to, you know, be able to get the C-section we need. If we, you know, have fibroids that are, let's not go into too much detail. Let's just say if we need a hysterectomy, we'll be able to get it in a timely fashion. When we need our gallbladder taken out, we could get that done in a timely fashion. If we need a kidney, if we need a liver, we will get that liver. We will get that kidney. All right. Be careful promising that. Right now, many of the people that were very excited with the Supreme Court ruling, And honestly, a lot of my listeners too. I have listeners on both sides of the aisle, and I want that. You know, they were like, Dahlia, finally I'll be able to get affordable health insurance. What makes you think this bill is going to give you affordable health insurance just because President Obama said it does? Have you read the bill? How is the bill going to allow you to get a liver or kidney transplant on $100 or $200 a month, assuming that's even affordable for you? Remember, they promised you audio clips. These were beautiful audio clips that Fox News could use and CNN could use and MSNBC could use. Everybody gets affordable health care. What is affordable? Now, when we were listening to President Obama gloat earlier, a few days ago, he was saying it is our responsibility if we could afford health care to purchase it. And that is why he backs the mandate, that those of us that can afford health insurance, it is our responsibility to purchase it. How does the government know what we could afford? Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, if you make more than $60,000 a year, if you make more than $70,000 a year or $80,000 a year, you should be able to afford it. Do you know everybody's individual finances? Do you know if someone's taking care of their sick mom, sick grandma, Alzheimer's father? Right? How does the government know our finances? Well, they know everything. I think they do. And I think they assume that whatever money you make, gross, puts you in a bracket where they feel you could, quote-unquote, afford something. I don't know about you, But all my patients tell me they can't even afford going out to dinner right now. And someone's telling you that, oh, thank you all. I forgot to shut off my phone. I'm going to get fired. There, my phone's off. My phone's off. Government's going to tell you what you can afford. And because you can afford it, you could get taxed. Chief Justice Roberts was joking that he's going to spend some time on an impregnable island fortress now that the court has ended session. That, of course, featured him casting the decisive vote to uphold President Obama's health care law. He's going to go to a fortress. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, people were speculating, was it a seizure medication? Was it a seizure disorder? I know he had a seizure about 5 years ago. I when people were pretty upset with the ruling, they were like, Dr. Dahlia, did he have an embolism? Did he have a seizure? What's going on? I don't think he had a seizure. I mean, he saw the law the way he saw the law. He explained it. It was unconstitutional. Trying to push a mandate under the Commerce Clause, which is what we all predicted. But for some reason, he found a way to make this work. Thank you, Chief Justice Roberts. He said we could make this a tax. Now, you would think President Obama, who years ago said he will not tax us, this will not be a tax, you'd think he should have said, oh, no, I didn't want this to be a tax. No, I promise no taxes. What did George Bush Sr. say? Read my lips. This will not be a tax. No. He was gloating. He was proud of himself. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 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 Thank you for dropping the bomb and then leaving and going to an island. Yeah, is that where he is? Now, from what I understand, they are taking a really, really, really nice vacation right now. They're all on a vacation while we're sitting here going, okay, you promised us something. How is this going to work? Oh, it's okay. You're going to be taxed. And if you take the tax, you're still not insured. We are paying for a tax, and it still doesn't give us the health insurance. Am I the only one that finds something wrong with this? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, Droid users, Android users, we do have a Droid app now. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. We're on 16 hours a week, which is a lot of Dr. Dahlia. Sometimes I think it's too much. However, a lot of information. A lot of facts, a lot of medical updates. So if you have an Android, go to my website and you can download the app. It's free and I think it's pretty darn good. Let's, we're going to switch gears here and we're going to take a trip down memory lane. Let's do it. Let's just go back into history. It's kind of nice. All right. Let's see, what healthcare reform was and the ideas behind it, in the past. Let's just kind of go down memory lane. 1912. President Theodore Roosevelt actually wanted to push for national health insurance. So from what I understand, he was probably the first president that wanted to push for it. Probably that's when costs were slowly starting to rise, as opposed to the old-time types of treatment that they would do, and he failed. In 1929, the first group health insurance was devised out of Baylor Hospital in Texas. Apparently, Dallas teachers would pay 50 cents a month to cover up to 21 days of hospital care per year. That was back in 1929. In 1935, and Fox News actually wrote this timeline. They did a very good job of this. 1935, President FDR favors creating national health insurance in the middle of the Great Depression, but decides to push for Social Security first. Well, we all know what happened there. 1942, Roosevelt establishes wage and price controls during World War II. Businesses can't attract workers with higher pay, so they compete through added benefits. So they think if we can't give you more money, we'll give you added benefits such as health insurance. This eventually grows into a nice workplace perk. 1945, President Harry Truman asked Congress to create a national insurance program for those who pay voluntary fees. The AMA denounces the idea of socialized medicine, and it goes nowhere. According to Fox News, in 1960, JFK makes healthcare a major campaign issue, cannot get a plan for the elderly through Congress. President Lyndon B. Johnson and his Congress was able to lead to Medicare for the elderly, or for the seniors, I should say, and Medicaid for the poor. 1974, President Richard Nixon wants to require employers to cover their workers and create federal subsidies to help everyone else buy private insurance. Watergate ends up intervening. 1976, President Jimmy Carter pushes a mandatory national health plan. Again, economic recession couldn't make it happen. All right. Huge recession in the 70s. Gas prices through the roof. Not the best time. Not the best time to push a mandatory national health plan. 1986, Ronald Reagan signs COBRA, a requirement that employers let former workers stay on the company health plan for 18 months after leaving a job. Of course, the workers bear the cost. COBRA's expensive. 1988, Congress expands Medicare by adding a prescription drug benefit and catastrophic care coverage. Doesn't seem to last long. Apparently, older Americans were upset about paying a tax to finance the additional coverage, and Congress repeals the law the next year. 1993 are the Clintons. President Bill Clinton puts Hillary Clinton in charge of developing a 1,300-page plan for universal coverage. Why did they think 1,300 pages would do it, and we had to come up with 2,700 pages? This required businesses to cover their workers and mandates that everyone have health insurance. The plan meets Republican opposition, divides Democrats, comes under a forest firestorm, doesn't seem to work. And if I remember correctly, we were in the midst of a recession then, too. Why are they always, they're obviously bringing health insurance up during a recession because that's when people are losing their jobs. So instead they come out saying, all right, employers have to do X, Y, and Z. Well, doesn't make sense if we're in the middle of a recession. 1997, Clinton signs bipartisan legislation creating a state federal program to provide coverage for millions of children and families of modest means whose incomes are too high to qualify for Medicaid. George W. Bush in 2003 persuades Congress to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare in a major expansion of the program for seniors. 2008, Hillary Rodham Clinton promotes health care plan in her bid in the Democratic presidential nomination, but never gets a chance to implement it because President Obama wins. And then 2009, Obama and Pelosi make Obamacare, promising free health care to all. Now, if we go back, all right, and this is very interesting to me. I hope it's interesting to you, but it's very interesting to me. When you go back to the 1920s and 1930s, and they were, they were trying to craft or create a health insurance plan. Remember, health care was different then, okay? Penicillin wasn't that expensive. They had some cancer treatments, usually surgical. I don't think hormone treatment came out to the 40s, and we're going to probably all just, I love history so much. We'll kind of go through a timeline of cancer treatment. It's pretty cool. It still wasn't that expensive. You'd have a broken leg, they could set it. Not too expensive. Not too expensive to set broken legs. Surgery, yes, surgery could be costly, but not like it is today. With all the gadgets and the beeps and the bleeps and the anesthesia, you know, and the robots, the robotic prostatectomies. They didn't use robots back then to take out your prostate. Now we have robots named Bart taking out your prostate. So let's go back. Let's go back in history. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Cancer appears to be discovered back in 1863. Rudolf Virchow identifies white blood cells, leukocytes, in cancerous tissue, making the first connection between inflammation and cancer. Hypothesizes that cancer develops at sites of chronic inflammation. Correct. Not that cancer was discovered then. They knew there were cancer and gross, but in terms of the components of it, all right, and possible causes. Previously, he had proposed that all cells, including cancer cells, arise from the division of pre-existing cells. And he coined the term leukemia and was the first person to describe the excess number of white blood cells in the blood of patients with this disease. Very easy to see on a microscope. Red blood cells and white blood cells. Pretty. Then the first successful surgery to treat cancer of the larynx voice box occurred in 1973 by Theodore Billroth. Vincent Cerny performs the first successful surgery of cancer for the esophagus. His patient lives 1 year before dying from reoccurrence of the tumor. William Freund successfully removes a woman's uterus, performing an abdominal hysterectomy to treat uterine cancer. That same year, Richard von Volkmann was performing the first surgical incision of rectal cancer. 1878 was a big orifice here. Then stomach cancer was successfully treated by surgery in the 1880s. In 1882, Women Halstead performs the first radical mastectomy to treat breast cancer. And they took out everything. 1895, William I should know how to pronounce this. It's a word you always see, Roentgen. Roentgen discovers x-rays. The first x-ray picture was the image of one of his wife's hands. By the way, that's how they would test if the x-ray was ready for use. The tech would have to x-ray their hands. Kept x-raying their hands day after day, day after day. They'll get cancer. 1898, Marie and Pierre Curie discover the radioactive elements radium and polonium. Within a few years, the use of radium in cancer treatment will begin. All right, let's move on. 1903, they were starting to use radiation treatment to cure cancer. They described two patients with basal cell carcinoma of the skin who were cured by radium therapy. Luckily, basal cell carcinoma is an easier cancer to treat. We're talking about the very early 1900s. Now, 1904, prostate cancer treatment, not that fun. Hugh Young and William Halstead performed the first radical perineal prostatectomy to treat prostate cancer. You guys know what a perineum is? It's between the scrotum and the anus. They went through there, did an incision, and the prostate gland was removed. Not very fun. All right. 1910s, in the 1910s, some more, advancements. Apparently they were trying coal tar to treat cancer, starting to play around with chemicals. In the 1920s, George Papanikolaou, our favorite, 1928, discovers that cell samples taken from the vagina can reveal the presence of cervical cancer. And he discovers the pap smear. The pap smear, though, was not introduced into medical practice till 1943. Many women upset. 1940s, they were starting to use male hormones by removing the testicles or administering estrogen to regress prostate tumors. Pretty cool stuff. 1950s, they were starting to play around with the genetic material of viruses. They found that maybe these could actually help fight cancer. This was back in the 50s. Methotrexate is born as well, used for cancer as well. Pretty interesting stuff. Don't go away. We got some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what was my point going back through history of cancer? Well, one is it's cool. I love going, you know, back through history. But the other point I was trying to make is treatment was simpler then. Yeah, and yes, maybe relatively it was obviously more expensive. It wasn't like the costs we're dealing with now in medicine. Stem cell therapy, liver transplants, melanoma treatments, Alzheimer's treatment therapy, occupational therapy. You know, when we have an injury now, we use a whole team to be involved in your care. Like, for example, the Georgia woman who was hurt by the ziplining incident acquired the flesh-eating bacteria and had to have parts of all four limbs removed. She gets to leave the hospital. She's going to go to a rehab center. She'll probably be there for a few weeks before she could go home. But we're talking about antibiotics, surgery, rehab, weeks and weeks and weeks. I mean, that probably a multi-million dollar treatment. And I hope she makes it. Sounds like she's doing good. Remember, she was fighting for her life just a few weeks ago. It's brilliant what we could do in medicine. But the fact that we could do that, we couldn't do that back in the 20s. So with presidents coming up with the national health system and, you know, thinking a tax could cover it, a small tax probably could. All right. What kind of a tax would cover this type of regimen and the type of procedures that we have now, what type of tax would work? I apologize. I haven't been getting to your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails. I apologize. William from Henderson asked, Dr. Dahlia, what did they use for anesthesia back then? A lot of things. I believe, if I remember correctly, it was a dentist that gets credit for general anesthesia. I love the dentist. It happened in the 1840s. I'm looking it up right now. I think he was trying to remove actually cancer, and he used ether. Here we go. Dr. William Morton. This was at Massachusetts General Hospital. There we go. Back in 1846, used a sponge soaked in ether, rendered his patient unconscious. Most doctors at the time were like, what? What's this guy doing? Nah, I don't buy it. And it actually was the start of general anesthesia. Then I think, in the older days, they were using cocoa leaves and alcohol and opium and marijuana and belladonna. But in terms of chemical anesthesia, from what I understand, it started in the mid-1800s. It wasn't widespread enough to be used during the Civil War, unfortunately. Then I believe chloroform was introduced. Dentists were also using nitrous oxide, but I believe ether was preferred more than chloroform. Cocaine was used also at the turn of the century. So those were great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yes, relatively obviously, medicine was what was expensive at the time, but nothing like what we have today. You know, so some of my listeners who were very excited about the Supreme Court ruling and who were kind of critical of those of us finding fault with it were like, you know, Dahlia, what's a big deal with the tax? It's small. It's only $95 in the beginning, then goes up to $695. What's the big deal? The big deal with it is I wanted health care for everybody. When I heard that our president and our administration promised it, I was very excited. Remember, I'm a doctor. Yes, I'm a conservative. You know, but I'm an American and I'm a physician. And, you know, I love the idea that everyone in this great country of ours gets health insurance. I wanted this to happen so badly, more badly than you think. And then you see this tax, this craftily devised tax. And I'm looking at this with other physicians going, how are people getting covered? Well, insurance is going to be affordable. We're going to have health insurance. We're going to have exchanges. We're going to have small insurance companies. You know, one of my callers had asked, why don't they tax insurance companies? Why don't they get the tax from the insurance companies and the doctors? I didn't go off. It's okay. It's a valid thought. Remember, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with what you say because you have the right to say it, and I'll defend your right to say it. I may dislike, you know, what you say, taxing doctors. I don't think you could tax doctors enough to cover what we need to cover. And honestly, we're already having doctors drop like flies. Another one of my listeners, going back really quickly to taxing insurance companies will be taxed on their Cadillac fancy plans. So if an insurance company offers a Cadillac, one of their fancy plans to people, they get taxed, which is going to de-incentivize insurance companies from having a comprehensive plan. And they're going to be incentivized to have a bare, basic, skeleton, Stark plan. And I understand that's nice, and everybody will get some sort of coverage, but I think the government needs to be forthcoming and let everybody know, all right, this plan may not cover transplants. This plan may not cover your hip replacement. This plan may not cover melanoma treatments. All these melanoma vaccines and cancer vaccines and Alzheimer's vaccines, they're tantalizing us with this quote-unquote affordable health care that they claim they're going to be able to give us in the next few years probably won't cover that. And again, where are they going to get affordable health care if insurance companies right now are charging up the yin-yang? If there was an insurance company that could insure you for a couple hundred dollars a month, wouldn't they already exist? So taxing insurance companies, even though many of us don't like insurance companies and would love to tax somebody, well, that's not us. You see how the government has us turn on each other? You see that? Right? Now people are mad at doctors. People are mad at insurance companies. It's just everyone's kind of turning on each other now. No, guys. Don't turn on each other. All right? We need to be a group. We need to be strong. No reason to turn on each other. No reason to start blaming the doctors. No reason to start, trying to go after small insurance companies. We need small insurance companies to start sprouting in this market. Unfortunately, we just have the big ones. And these big guys, yeah, they're charging up the yin-yang. But what's very interesting is, remember last year in California, or was it 2 years ago, Blue Cross Blue Shield wanted to raise the rates. And so there were panels in California, going, no, let's see your profit, let's see your profit and loss statements. And they ended up, after reviewing what they had to pay out for medical care and what they were collecting, they actually let it happen. Like, oh, you got a point. Because I think they wanted to raise their rates by 30%, if I remember correctly. And the panel, who thought they could intervene and prevent it from happening, kind of backed off and said, no, you got a point here. If an insurance company was able to come in and insure us for cheap, don't you think they would have already done it? They can't. That's the problem. It costs too much. If you're diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you have depression, if you have a skin disorder, if you have the need to get a hysterectomy, if you have a elevated PSA or an enlarged prostate, if you have blood in the urine, variety of things, it costs money. It costs a lot of money. I want there to be affordable health insurance. I just don't know how an insurance company can insure you for cheap. Well, of course, we need healthy people putting money into the system. We need more healthy people putting money into the system than sick people so these insurance companies can stay afloat. I can't stand the fact that we're, worried about the insurance company's financial bottom line when we need to worry about our own butts. But that's what we're looking at here. So when the government promises, oh, yeah, health care for everybody, affordable health care for everybody, oh, it's a great soundbite. And it's a great point to make when you're trying to win an election. But can we please be practical? And I know many of my listeners were writing me saying, Dahlia, this is better than nothing. I'd rather have Obamacare than nothing. But what have you gained with Obamacare? Yes, if there is Medicaid expansion, we are going to be able to insure people under Medicaid. Yes, that would be nice. Yes, if we get rid of pre-existing condition clauses, that's wonderful. But why do you think insurance rates rose? Because now you don't have to buy health insurance until you're sick. Yeah. Oh, George, I'm sorry, but you had a mild heart attack. Did I? I better get health insurance. I better get it now. Well, that's expensive. Okay? We need people putting money into the system when they're healthy. And when the government says you can afford to do it, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of my young patients say no. Why would I pay? I could go to the doctor for $50. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com.
Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Be prepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get to some medical headlines. This is really, 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 really cool. All right. You know when we do CPR, somebody goes into cardiac arrest. We've been beating on the heart. All right, pumping on the heart. And we were giving breaths. We were giving two breaths in between the 15 cycles of the chest compressions. And then the American Heart Association said, you know, maybe we can hold off on the breaths. People are freaking out about putting their mouth on somebody else, and we really need to pump the heart. Well, a scientist has found a way to bypass the breaths completely by getting oxygen to the blood directly. And this could be something that our first responders could use in syringe form, where they could just inject the oxygen into the blood so they could still keep the blood oxygenated. This is fascinating. I have never been so excited about anything. Apparently, this is a procedure works by injecting oxygen molecules enclosed in fatty molecules. Remember, oxygen is a gas, a very highly explosive gas. So you can't just shoot oxygen anywhere you want. It has to have a substrate. So the procedure works by injecting oxygen molecules enclosed in fatty molecules directly into the bloodstream. They believe this could possibly give you another 30 minutes of life. It could extend 30 more minutes, which gives us doctors working time, which is crucial. We need our working time. John Kerr of Boston Children's Hospital said he was inspired to do this after he experienced a patient's tragic death. According to Science Daily, he was operating on a young girl whose pneumonia led to fatal brain damage after the doctors were unable to oxygenate her or hook her up to a respirator or get the respirator working. We don't have too many details of how the young girl died. So Dr. Kerr decided he's going to find a way to bypass the pulmonary system and just insert oxygen directly into the blood. Now, they found that when they were testing their theory, they drew each other's blood, the deoxygenated blood. And, you know, deoxygenated blood is a little bit more blue. It's a little bit more purple. And what they did is they mixed it in the test tube with the microparticles that had the fat and the oxygen. They watched the blue blood turn red. Gonna make your blue blood red. Exactly. That's what they did. So, we were talking about old medicine and what they used to do. They tried 100 years ago to inject pure oxygen into the bloodstream. And remember, it's a gas, very volatile gas. It, formed dangerous bubbles in the veins. Obviously could cause embolisms. Not the safest thing to do. But in this particular case, they were able to, with these fat particles, enclose the oxygen, allow it to be suspended in a liquid, therefore injected into the body. Plus, it could hold for a while. And if they could have these molecules hold about 3 to 4 times the oxygen content you need, that buys you time. When they injected this liquid solution into animals with abnormally low levels of blood oxygen, the blood returned to normal within seconds. This is an amazing breakthrough because they could hopefully store this liquid in syringes at hospitals, ambulance, helicopters, etc. So people having trouble breathing, I mean, even going into anaphylactic shock, bypass the airway and get the oxygen directly into the blood, because that's the purpose of your airway. Your airway, you breathe in air. The air goes into your lungs, goes into your trachea, and then your mainstem bronchus. You got your bronchi, then you got your bronchioles, and then you got your alveoli. And the alveoli exchange the air with your little capillaries that line the alveoli. And there's the air exchange where the blood is able to pick up the oxygen. You know, kind of like one of those, you know, assembly lines, right? Blood cells come, right? And they pick up the oxygen. And they go, thank you, alveoli. And the alveoli go, thank you, Mr. Capillary. And everybody's happy. But when you're blocked from a respiratory standpoint, how do the capillaries get blood? Well, then bypass the whole alveoli. Again, this isn't something you could do long term. We're only talking lasting maybe an extra 30 minutes. But it buys doctors valuable time. A lot could be done in 30 minutes. Am I the only one excited by this? Isn't this cool? To me, this is way cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know how expensive it would be. I mean, fat, I got plenty of that. We all got plenty of that. I've got fat molecules. The oxygen, you know, oxygen isn't that expensive. You know, many of us have oxygen tanks at home. You know, if they could design this and figure out how to do it reasonably priced, this may not be that bad, and it may be covered under Obamacare. All right. Now everything has to be covered under Obamacare. I don't like it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, Droid users, we've got a free Dr. Dahlia app. That's right. You can listen to Dr. Dahlia's show anytime now. When you're driving out of state, going on vacation this holiday week, you could take the your Android phone and the Dr. Dahlia show will be on it, as well as previous shows. You'll be able to listen to the shows as you want to. You could pause it. Let's say you don't like what I'm saying. You could pause it and you don't have to listen. And then you can turn it back on when you want to hear what I have to say. Great app. If you want to know where to get it, go to my website. It's free. Click the little Dr. Dahlia icon. You see me there, and I'm like, hi, that's me. All right. Remember, be safe this 4th of July week. A lot of accidents happen with fireworks. My brother's stepson was playing with fireworks, or stepnephew, and one of them, regular street legal fireworks, sparkler type things, one bounced off, ricocheted into his eye, burned off his cornea, and he's blind in one eye. All right, you don't mess around. I know a lot of you, you know, want to tell the kids, go ahead, have at it. Honestly, kids under 12 should have no business playing around and lighting the fireworks. All right, I say wear goggles. oh, Dr. Dyer, we're going to look like geeks in the middle of the neighborhood. Well, you know what? I look like a geek in my neighborhood. I have no problem looking like a geek. All right? You shouldn't, too. Really, really, are you guys really that cool? That cool where you can't wear goggles? Wear the goggles. Make sure you have a big bucket of water. Keep the animals away. I was on the Alan Stock show Friday, and, you know, he was discussing, don't forget to, you know, bring your dogs into the house. They hate being outside. 4th of July is the worst holiday for dogs. They don't like it. My dogs use that as an excuse to go poo-poo house, you know? And then they pretend it was because of 4th of July, and that's why they went poo-poo. Big poo-poo in the house. Not good. All right, researchers develop a vaccine to treat nicotine addiction. This is way cool. Now, keep in mind, you know how we have that Chantix medicine, which blocks the nicotine receptors by pretending to be nicotine? This induces antibodies to prevent the nicotine from even getting up to the brain. Now, nicotine, I think, takes about 6 to 10 seconds to cross the bloodstream, reach the brain, and bind to receptors. This nicotine vaccine, lead investigator Dr. Ronald Crystal, chairman and professor of genetic medicine at Weill Cornell Medical College, better known as Jemma Wakamamaka, he devised this. Remember, you only got about 6 seconds. This vaccine built up antibodies such that your antibodies could detect the nicotine super fast, block it before it gets to the brain. This could hopefully treat chronic nicotine addiction. Using these little Pac-Man, we talked about antibodies that look like little Pac-Man. They kind of go around and they go, wah, 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 wah. I can't do the wah, wah sound. Pretty cool stuff. Previous nicotine vaccines failed because they directly injected nicotine antibodies into the body. You have to let your body build up the antibodies on its own. If your body builds up the antibodies on its own, then they seem to be body-made, and they seem to work a little better. Pretty exciting. So I got to tell you guys, our scientists are doing some pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. I guess there's a gentleman that claims he gets migraine headaches every time he looks at porn. Well, scientists are trying to help him, too. Apparently, neurologists at New Delhi have treated him. They say he either has pre-orgasmic or orgasmic headaches. Watching porn can give you one of these headaches. Did you know that there were enough scientists and a big enough field to address pre-orgasmic and orgasmic headaches? I mean, they affect us. It's just you'd think more of them would be dealing with cancer research. But I guess some of them get assigned the orgasm headaches and the porn headaches. So there's researchers researching everything. It's an exciting time. All right, guys, be safe. God bless. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter during this holiday. I'll still give you medical updates. Android users, download our free app on my website. You all take care. Thanks again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.